Welcome back to the season premiere of season 31 of 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine. I'm your host, Tino Redd. Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 115 teams in the nine Junior A leagues involving over 2,500 players from right across the country. To help us preview the CJHL season, we're pleased to be rejoined by League President Brent Ladds. Brent, welcome back to the show. And how excited are you as a league president to be talking real hockey once again and with fans in the building?
Well, first of all, Gino, thanks for having me. And based on what we went through last year, 31 consecutive years for Junior Hockey Magazine is an incredible accomplishment as well.
So thank you.
You and the group. Yeah, we're pretty excited, and as excited as I am, I think there's nine other commissioners that sit around our board table that are even more excited because all their efforts and all the efforts that have taken place at the grassroots level this past summer have us in a position now where, you know, we've in some of our leagues, we've got as many as, you know, 10 games played per team. Wow. And that's an accomplishment.
That's amazing. Like, I can't imagine what it would have been like when you're trying to corral players, and it's exciting place to play in the CJHL because we've seen guys go from this league onto scholarships and onto U.S. scholarships as well. And many have gone on to play in the NHL as well. But when there's the uncertainty of saying, I don't know what we can offer you the way you have in the last 18 months, because you had a different scenario in the West than you did in Central Canada and then in Eastern Canada, what was it like to be able to try to field phone calls from players, from parents, from coaches, from team owners for the last year and a half when you were surrounded by such uncertainty?
Well, I think at our level, probably most of our conversations took place with team owners and league commissioners. They in turn at the grassroots level are fielding questions from players. The one thing with the pandemic was, I mean, everybody knew where we were, and we weren't different from anyone else. You know, we were on monthly calls with the CHL and even the NHL in the beginning. And, you know, it was one of the things, as much as we were frustrated, you went back, and when you had those collective calls, you know, you'd just, you know, be able to go back to your people at least. And the only comforting thing you'd give them, say, look, we're not in this alone. Everybody else is in the same predicament because we don't have control of what's going on. As the season unfolded last year, and the U.S. being in a sort of a different platform than we were, some of their leagues were up and able to get going, which was an attractive feature for some of the Canadian players to go down there. But you know, the great thing was, you know, they came back this year to start with their CJHL teams, and so things are relatively stable right now.
A lot of your franchises are in the smaller communities right across the country where a CJHL team would be huge in that community. And it's the place that people gather to watch hockey together in that community. What kind of response have you seen from the fans in terms of coming back into the barns and in terms of saying, okay, we were away for a while, but we're coming back?
I've only had one personal experience. I was out to the AHL showcase in Brooks last weekend, and they went through 4 days of, you know, four games per day in a beautiful arena in Brooks there. And people coming in were so delighted to see live hockey again. And, you know, the extension of what we've had to do at the grassroots level in terms of not only creating sterile environments around the operation of the hockey club was extending that into the community, into the billet families and fans likewise. And, you know, nobody was upset about having to wear a mask to go to a hockey game, because if that's all it took, they were there and they were happy. And certainly the AJHL showcase was, if it's indicative of what's going on around the country, probably a good example of how appreciative people are to get out and see live hockey again.
Give me a sense of where we're at. Are we back at 60%, 70%, 80% in terms of normalcy, in terms of franchises that are up and running, franchises that are allowed bigger crowds? Do you have a sense of where you're at overall with that?
Yeah, I would think 75 to 80% right now. And then with the news coming out this morning about, you know, and there's some optimism with respect to the U.S. borders perhaps opening up to allow for easier transition between the two countries. And that facilitates those leagues that have U.S. entries playing in them. And I know the CHL's made adjustments for that. You know, we were also making adjustments where we had in the initial parts of our schedule, U.S. teams playing each other until we knew whether there was going to be an opening. And then some additional undertakings on behalf of those specific leagues and teams to try and get across and play some meaningful games within their league schedule. So I think, you know, I think I could cautiously say that 75 to 80% of normalcy exists right now.
That's awesome. And part of that normalcy, a huge part of that normalcy, is the ability to crown a national champion, because for the last 2 years, we haven't had a Centennial Cup champion because it was impossible to get that together. It's coming back this year, and where's it going?
We have a wonderful new sponsor that came on board last year, replacing Royal Bank. In Tim Hortons, and the unfortunate part about that new sponsorship is they haven't been able to actually put their shovel in the soil at a Centennial Cup. And there was two elements to that. First of all, the new sponsorship coming in and our ability to go back and rename the trophy the Centennial Cup, and bring back the previous history of the event at this level, and combine it all on one trophy, which was great. So the Centennial Cup will be played this year. It'll be played in Estevan, Saskatchewan, and I know they're poised and ready to host the nation. Disappointingly, we lost our World Junior A Challenge, which was played in early December, and that had a lot to do with European teams coming in. And a big component of that event is the European competition, which is probably one of the more attractive features for the National Hockey League, because domestically they see our players all year. And then we look forward to the prospects game in early February, and hopefully we'll be able to undertake to host that.
Here's something I didn't think I'd be talking about with you today, and that's the possibility of expansion. Talk to me about that. Through this whole pandemic, all people really wanted was survival. Yeah. And you're talking about growing?
There's new entries on the horizon for the 22-23 season, and we have new entry in the Alberta Junior Hockey League in Black Falls, and they built a brand new arena in Black Falls to accommodate the team, and Black Falls community up by Red Deer, and from all intent and everything I hear, it's going quite well with them. The Superior International League has a possible new entry coming in. Well, it's been confirmed that they'll be playing in the 22-23 season in Sioux Lookout. Yeah, so that perspective exists. And then there's other teams in various markets, including Southern Ontario, that are looking at expansion.
Wow. It's nice to be talking hockey and growth and the fans coming back. All this is real exciting for me. I can imagine that's super exciting for you, Brent. Thanks for this, my friend. Good luck this season and enjoy it. Enjoy the hockey.
Thanks, Gino, and continued success to you people at Junior Hockey Magazine. We appreciate your support.
We appreciate you, my friend. That was CJHL President Brent Ladds, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here. Still inside 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine, he was coached by his dad, Mike, during his entire three-year junior career with the Sudbury Wolves, and now he's playing for the Boston Bruins. We'll check in with Nick Foligno in this week's edition of Where Are They Now? You're listening to Canada's only nationally syndicated junior hockey radio show. This is season 31 of 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine.